While Rita saw the circumstances of her life as willed by God, she would have also understood evil as an absence of good, a turning away from God. As a young woman, she probably never imagined that evil would impact her life in a significant way, and that she would be called to bring the love of God even to that situation. After her marriage to Paulo, Rita discovered that he was quick-tempered and easily became angry. But her patience and genuine goodness eventually succeeded in smoothing out his rough edges. The couple was soon blessed with two sons, and their home was filled with warmth as Rita cherished both her husband and her children. The only anxiety that weighed on her mind was a generations-old feud between the Mancinis and another local family that sometimes erupted into violence. Rita prayed that her family would remain untouched by this conflict. Sadly, in 1413, Paolo became a victim of this ongoing feud. Rita's parents had believed that marriage would offer her the greatest security, but she was now faced with the loss of the very person who was to protect her. Upon discovering Paolo after he was brutally murdered, Rita was faced with a choice. Would she respond with bitterness and fan the flames of this ongoing feud, or would she live the message of the gospel? She knew that the way of Jesus was the only path to peace, and in that moment, Rita chose to forgive Paolo's murderer. This choice has earned her the title Generous in Forgiving. Her next thought was of her sons. She knew they would be filled with anger, and despite her example of forgiveness, would experience the pressure of the times, both from their family and society, to avenge their father's murder. Rita continued to speak her message of forgiveness, which her sons seemed to perceive more as weakness than as Christian virtue. They soon began to form a plan to carry out their revenge. Rita would often point to Christ on the cross and ask her sons to recall the words of forgiveness that Jesus offered to those who had crucified him. When she realized her words were not reaching them, she turned to God in prayer and entrusted her sons completely to his providence. Rita is a model for us of Christian forgiveness. She shows that forgiveness is not based on our emotions, but is an act of the will. Though she was certainly overcome by shock and filled with grief and even anger after the death of her husband, she recognized that forgiveness is a choice. It is not based on our feelings, which may remain long after the decision to forgive has been made. She also knew that forgiveness unites us to our Lord in a profound way. We can offer forgiveness to others because He first offered it to us. Forgiveness turns us away from the destructiveness of hostility and resentment. Instead, it opens us up to God's grace and offers a path to healing. Saint Rita, generous in forgiving and patroness of those in need, pray for us.